Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Saturday, January 28th, 2023. 43 degrees, which is just a skosh, a smidge, a soupçon above 6 degrees Celsius. 95% humidity. The barest whisper of rain. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. The weekly Rivercast. It feels like forever since I've done this, but I know it's only been a week. Yeah, it's not raining, it's not even drizzling, it's barely even misting, but it's definitely not dry. this is like peak Pacific Northwest right here. 43 degrees, and it's not raining. It's damp. One might even say it's moist. So yesterday, got an email from the homes.com people. Very definitely a form email, went out to a lot of people. Said, thank you for your service. The contract is now complete. We will not be requiring your services anymore. Finish up your work. Be on your way. Ta-ta. Lovely working with you. It's like, saw that coming. But far be it from me to accept what people are telling me. So I wrote back. It came from Andrew, who's my point of contact there now. And I wrote back and said, understood. Been a delight working with you guys. Any chance of getting hired on as full-time voice guy for Homes and for CoStar, the company that owns it, and blah blah blah. And Andrew wrote back and said, I don't know why you got that email. It was for all the video editors, and I know why I got it, because I had signed up for both. But you know, we very much like having you in our roster of voice actors, so please, we'd love to keep sending you work. It's like, dude, you can definitely keep sending me work. I am all over it. You didn't address the full-time position thing yet. That's okay. If they keep sending me, you know, 20 a week, which is about the cadence that we've been working with, I'm okay with that. That is a sustainable income. So, but I was like, it's over. Oh, no, it's not. Yay. Whee. Snatched from the jaws of defeat. And it's always nice to know that they like me. So, there we go. I had like 7 voice things come in my mail yesterday. It's like, all right, keep that ball rolling. So I watched a movie last night called Metal Lords on Netflix. And it was charming and very well done. There was the one, any movie, most movies that involve, we're going to put a band together, can have that payoff scene where the band actually does get together and they rock. You know, School of Rock, I'm looking at you. And quite often in those types of movies, there's a stretch of credibility of how did you get so good so fast without practicing? that's amazing. But if the movie's good enough, you go, that's okay. I'm happy. I'm glad you're giving us the you guys rock scene. And this movie was definitely guilty of that. But it was good enough that you forgave them that last bit. It was delightful. I really enjoyed it. And there's, you know, there's this one character who is all about the metal. This is what metal is. It's like his manifesto. And it also ends up being his shield that he's using to compensate for trauma that he suffered, that he eventually works through in the story, which is nice. But there's that, something about that really struck me as I was pondering the movie afterwards. It's that passion, that utter commitment to something, come hell or high water, come doom and rack and ruin, by God, we will do this thing. And that's sexy, man. I'm sorry, that level of passion and commitment, even you know, if it's partially displaced by a wound that it's trying to protect you from or heal from, I think every passion. Okay, I'm going to go down a mental rabbit hole here. We'll see if it actually bears out. Every passion is born of a wound or a need or a pain of some kind. No, probably not. You know, I think of Cousin Scott, who just delights and has nothing but joy in his artwork. And everything that he does, not everything that he does, but it's about sharing those visual stories and empowering other people to share their stories that way as well. He teaches a lot of classes, does a lot of presentations at the libraries and so on. But the point is that I don't think he does that out of a sense of need or pain or wound. Steelbridge. So it's not always true. But passion really is a... Passion is a bitch. Passion is not nice. Not friendly, not gentle by any stretch of the imagination. Passion is fire, it's violence. I can hear Scott saying, no, it's not violence. It's like, look, not violence in terms of striking someone, but violence in the sense of, if you can't do the thing you're passionate about, there is struggle, there is strife, there is pain, and struggle. I mean, that's not violence, I guess, but there is energy. Geese on the waters. But to get back on point, the passion of this young man was, first of all, very well portrayed by the actor and in the script. But it also got me thinking of a time when I shared that feeling, not from heavy metal music, but the passion for something. Whether it's a person or podcast, you know, roundtable. You know, for a while there, I was going to tour the Ren Fairs and do artwork. But those were passions that fueled your day. That everything that you did, even if it wasn't related to the passion, the passionate desire, everything was tuned towards that. You're working your job so that you have the money so you can indulge in your passion. I think it's a real tragedy that, not tragedy, but I think it's sad that in today's hustle culture that people are being pushed to turn their passions into profit. And well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not passion anymore. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm being judgmental. You, Dave? No. Because I guess you could argue that, you know, the things that you do to market and promote yourself are part of that notion of 9 to 5 or whatever. When you're working your job so you can do your passion, you're working the marketing and the social media so you can do your passion, which is whatever it is. I don't know. I think mostly, I just missed that. I saw that in the kid's voice and in his eyes. Like I say, great actor, great little actor. I recognized it. And I haven't felt that in a while. I'll take that back. I did for last year. But I don't know, it's not something that you can necessarily cultivate, I don't think. You can court it, certainly. Do things that you enjoy. Things that you don't know if you enjoy, but try them out. Explore. Do some project adventuring, where you step out of your comfort zone and do stuff. Try things out. See if something sparks like that. I mean, that's what the round table was. The round table wasn't anything I was looking for. It just came along through a series of seemingly unrelated circumstances that struck a spark that literally changed my life. Literally set me on a path, defined my current set of friends for the most part. So it's not like, well, I'm going to be passionate now. You can't just flip that switch. I don't think fake it till you make it works when it comes to that genuine fire of desire to pursue something. And that's not a bad thing. You don't need to be burning and struggling and all of that all the time. But speaking as someone who has burned and struggled and writhed in the flames of passionate pursuit, I kind of like it. I kind of like it a lot. And I miss it. And that may be, you know, part of that might be not feeling like I'm filling my days the way I should. You know, and should. Hate that word. Should sucks. Should is not a word I particularly care for, because it implies a whole level of judgment and expectation and stuff like that. Ooh, that was eloquent. that doesn't really have anything to do with happiness, I don't think. I don't know. Anyway, I just passed under the Broadway Bridge, so that'll bring us to the end of a thoughtful and speculative walk. Good morning. Well, Saturday, the weekend is upon us. I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope the fires of passion stir for you. It doesn't have to be a big conflagration of all-consuming desire and a passionate manifesto of intent. But just a moment of losing yourself completely into something, even for a little bit. When that sense of self goes away and you are completely in service to something else, something that delights you, I hope you feel that. I hope you court that, because that's a lovely feeling. And that actually would coincide very nicely with Brother Zigzag's wisdom of, despite everything, create. Not all creation is passionate, but it's still creation. It still adds to the world. And the world can take it. The world needs that. So add a little something. Toss it in there. And I will tell you, or suggest strongly, that you love fearlessly. Because that makes a difference. That makes a big difference. And I promise I will do the same. I will not talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. I will be taking the day. But I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I will talk to you soon.